Blog Talk Radio.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds. It's the hottest mixtape in the world, and you've got it.
Yeah, it's your girl Nina Capone. You're tuned in live to Innerstreets Radio. Holla at me, innerstreetsradio.com. I'm here. I'm ready to get busy tonight. You know, it's all about Young Vague tonight. We got Garcia Vega. I've been messing your name up for like every day. Come out wrong. You know, it's that Long Island.
It is what it is.
So we here. We live in the studio. I done got him out, you know. Had to go get some duct tape and rope, drag him up in here. But we here. We came to bring it to y'all all crazy. So make sure you holler at me if you want to ask some questions. We here. We definitely going to be listening through the album. I got the whole album loaded up. You know what I mean? Tales of a G.
On that test.
Yo, we definitely going to go
stream
through
that joint.
Definitely. Tell them where to find it at. Tell them how to find that joint. Dang, it's a lot. So, I'm going to ask you a lot of personal questions.
Right.
I'm nosy. You know what I mean? So, for the ladies that don't know him, haven't seen him, definitely go check him out. He's a little short brown skin dude. You know what I mean? Got cute, got a nice smile.
Check me out on YouTube, my official channel, Young
like
Babe 43. Check out my YouTube. Show love, support.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about Tales of a G. I want to structure this interview because I want to know first the title. Like, where do you, what's a G?
I'm going to tell you, people call me OG. Okay, so I got that name, OG. And I was taking care of my kids, raising my daughters and, you know, my son. So, like, I fell back off the music for a while, and I tended to come back, you know what I mean? And one of my young ones, he was like, G, you should name your joint Tales of a G.
That's hood.
And I was like, yeah. And when he said that, like, everything just ran through, like, the stuff I've been going through since I've been off of music.
Right.
Yeah, Tales. Like, yeah, I'm about to let him know. You know what I mean?
What's going on?
Like, and, you know, Tales of a G. And, you know, G is also, like, to me, G is a stand-up dude.
Basically.
I'm a stand-up guy. Like, you know, no matter what. You know, I work two jobs. I do whatever.
Ladies, y'all hear this? Y'all better get them
before
I do.
I work two jobs.
That's,
you know, I take care of my daughters. You know what I mean? I'm just a stand-up guy, man. You know what I mean? I don't do too much complaining, you know what I mean? I just do what I got to do, you know what I mean?
I see you hard on the grind, definitely researching you and going through, you know, I got to do my homework first.
I'm definitely going to keep it grinding. I got new, more videos coming out. I'm definitely going to do an official video for Charnay.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about another one. Maybe, I don't know, I was thinking about, I'm from Germantown, Allegheny. But I definitely thought about tonight we're going to celebrate. I thought about having like a pool party.
That song. That's a Nina Capone
song. I thought about really like a pool party and get some Ciroc. You know what I mean? And just have fun. Because
that's a fun song. When I first heard the song, I was like, yo. And I ain't going to lie, I'm a hater. You know, being a rapper myself, you know, everybody's
shout out to Rug, because Rug engineered that.
Yeah, shout out to Rug, Batcave.
That at the Batcave for
definitely,
me.
Definitely. But,
yeah.
You know, like,
shout
when I first
Grand
heard
West
it,
too. He's the producer.
I was like, well, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, you hear where you get, you an artist, you get another artist CD, you know, automatically, you like, with this. So you put it in, I heard the joint, and that was the joint that, of course, you know, I played it on the station first. That was the one.
Okay.
I mean, it's the one that stuck with me. You know, I'm a female. I like to have fun. So I was like,
this
joint fun. Like, I was like, all right. So, yeah, you definitely got to get a video. You know, I might even get into my Spanks and come out.
Show love, man. I need everybody to show love. You know, let's let them hear the Charnay joint. You know, like, let's go from there. Dang, this shit is crazy out here, man. For real, you need to fall back, light up. Yo, Flip, pull me up a drink, my nigga. Yeah. Freaking in. Long night, hard strive.
Growing up on the streets of AY, were you blessed if you lived to see 25? Youngest as I ain't before they get out of junior high. Cold life, that's what we live by. 13th Street, home of the low lives. Allegheny's the actual name it go by. Too many shootings, so cops won't even come by. I remember when we called ourselves missile. Now we all grown up and we on trials. Roller quarter body before it got to see a child. We came up too fast, living in the fucking wild. If I could wind time, I definitely would have slowed it down. And my nigga Kev would have been here right now. So until then, I'm a grind for it, so they set my nigga free from them steel doors. But it also came with a lot of pain, and it also came with a lot of claims. And that's bodies, rest in peace to all the names. All my youngins lost their life to the fucking game. And I tell these niggas now it's not a fucking game. Think it is till them boys roll up on the scene. And only thing talking is the motherfucking name. When the war's on, watch these niggas switch teams. I ain't meet a nigga yet fucking with me. Real nigga from the block, WB. Some call me Young Babe, some call me OG. And this life I'm living is progressing slowly. Day in the day, I don't think about my homie. Shout out to Kev Raw of Huntsdale. I pray to God that they let him go on a pill.
Count your stacks. You better watch them cats and niggas. They'll pull your cap. These AIDS is the end of the days, and that's a fucking fact. These youngers walking around strapped with sex and max, and they ain't joking around, nigga, they get you clapped. I'm sitting here puffing haze, wondering what's next, cause I know it's a matter of time before I face my death. I'm tired of spending my life stuck in the slums, and I'm sick and tired of had to bust my gun, and I'm sick and tired of living life on the run, but I know a change gon' come, a change gon' come. I'm tired of spending my life stuck in the slums, and I'm sick and tired of had to bust my gun, and I'm sick and tired of living life on the run, but I know a change gon' come, a change gon' come.
I'm still here, still got Young Meg in the building. Yo, we going to jump right back into this interview because I'm getting all in this business right now. So, Tales of a G. Tell me more. Like, who are some of the features you got on the track here?
I got the Kid Chill. I got Yeah Stunner. I got J-Rock. And I got Kodak. And, you know, Kodak Chill is the Kid Chill. He's doing his thing right now.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. That's my man. We all from the same neighborhood. They good people.
Okay, so how did they come about though? Like, I mean, what made you? Cause I know, you know, being an artist, you know, you don't just do songs with just anybody. Cause you don't have no song with Nina Capone. But we ain't gonna go there right now. We gonna leave that for another.
Because Tales of a G to me personally, and I was like, I don't rock with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, although I know all of them, you know what I mean? But they my peoples, man,
okay,
that I go for, like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, it was only right to show love to them, and I'm going to be on Chiz's new one coming out, Highly Underrated 2. Young Vague will definitely expect features, and my man J-Rock, he actually doing his thing, too. He's starting his little joint called CB Entertainment.
Okay.
So, you know, he doing his little thing, right? You know, just going to work, put some things together. He be doing his little engineering thing, too.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Trying to learn how to edit videos and everything. He's just not good with the internet grind. You know, he hates the internet because he don't know how to work it like that.
You know
I be trying to show my man.
That's what the team is for. That's
right.
What the team is for.
And I be trying to tell him that, like, you don't have to just do what you're doing.
And
we're going to handle it. We're going to crash
that's
the net.
It.
You understand
that's
what I'm saying?
It.
Let's just work. Don't worry about it. So, you know, and, but the next one, though, part two. Chapter 2, gonna be called The Release of Him.
Okay. Now, you know, I need to know more.
Tales
like,
of a G, The Release of Him.
What's that about, though? Like,
yeah, like, it's about letting all the inners out, you know, from everything.
Okay.
Shit that motherfuckers don't know about, you know,
right.
Very close that never would,
okay.
You know, expected. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna confront, you know, a lot of the things that I never confronted. With
that's
people,
hard.
So I'm gonna let them know, like, you know what I'm saying. Rather if it was shady,
right,
or everything, I'm just gonna. It's like it's basically like a confession.
Hey, sometimes
you know what I'm saying,
out,
but instead
you
of
know.
Calling it confession, I'm calling it the release of them.
Well, you know, you put it out there,
and you know what I mean. Like, I'm gonna give a little inside with the people, like, cause it's gonna be 3 Tales of a G series.
Okay,
you know, there's a lot of people. You know what I mean, I was on the cross on this one, the second one. I will still be on the cross with one hand.
Okay, interesting.
One hand, because the symbolization is I'm coming down. Meanwhile, once I... The third one, I will be finally off of it.
Okay.
Which should mean by then I should be explosive.
Okay.
It's almost like the resurrection. I'm off of it now. Now it's like no stopping me.
I
broke out of the shackles. You know what I'm saying? You had me tamed to it. Now I'm off of it. Like,
I like the concept of how you coming down, you know, slowly. You're
right,
not
coming
rushing
into basically,
it.
Right.
Right.
You're just
that's
coming
hot.
Down like people just looking bang my head, and then the next one, one hand comes off because he's working his way to where he needs to get to come
right.
down.
So you're putting your work in.
You
I mean, that's
right.
that's important, and that's, you know, that's what it's about, you know.
Right.
In the streets right now, we in the streets.
Looking at me like, yo, that's you're fighting against religion? Like, no,
like,
man.
Ain't got nothing to do with
like,
it.
Jesus, you know, he died for our sins. I'm willing to go out for us, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to go out for what I believe in. He was a G, and I am a G with a lowercase.
Right.
Because if you was made in God's image, then you have to be the same.
God, exactly.
You can't say that you're him. If he was a God, then you are God too, but you just a little J.
Little J.
You know
like
what I mean? He's a big J. You know
exactly.
So, I mean, come on.
That's love. That's love. I'm definitely feeling it. You know what I mean? Of course, as you know, I support your movement, so. You know, I'll be right behind
right.
you. We'll put a hand
right.
down.
Slime family. And, you know, when I say slime family, a lot of people be like slime. Like, is you slimy? Like, no, it's street life intelligence. Money is everything.
Thanks for explaining that. Because you know, a lot of people hear that and be like, what's the slime?
They don't know. They don't
know.
They
know?
Don't know when people say
and
slime.
The
and Nina,
I'll
I've been
you.
Screaming that for a long time because, and I'm not going to lie, that came from a rapper. His name is Votto.
Okay, okay.
Be with Cam.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he first one to scream that, but I was the first one to be listening to Votto. A lot of people.
So you like, you used it first.
Right. Oh, I always shot my man out, and he retweeted on, you know, Twitter for me. Shout out to Votto.
Okay.
And, you know, Votto stands for violence and drugs only. And then you got my name, right? Even Garcia Vega. You know, Vega stands
well, that's
for.
That's how I was going next. So come
you know,
on.
Vega. You know, it came from my grandfather when I first started smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always smoke Garcia Vega.
Okay.
So he started calling me Garcia Vega. And I liked the Street Fighter character Vega, too, right? And it grew into more as I got older with, you know, knowledge. I said, damn, you know what? Because this symbol right here means God's child.
Okay.
This is my first tattoo, and I made it stand for, you know, visualize, especially God's angel.
Nice.
God's child.
So you don't have to take a picture
me.
Of that and put it on the website so
which is me,
right?
Like, we all God's children.
Exactly.
You know, so visualize, especially God's child. Visualize me the same way I visualize you.
Well, I'm just glad that you more than just this rapper. You know, he ain't all high up falling out to see y'all. So
it's
a good look. I'm glad he came through. I'm glad he's in the studio with me. He got to, you know, come through, see how I operate. See what I do on this
right.
and in the streets radio.
We
you know, it tell me a little bit about him.
There.
I mean, it's important for you know our artists out here, especially in hip hop, being as though a lot of young people look up at us. You know what I mean? It's not all about the guns. You
right.
said you work two jobs. I mean,
right.
that's behind the scenes. That's what they. This is what I really want to portray to the young people that
right.
that's tuned in. You know, you met my daughters.
Right.
You know, they're 17, 18 years old. They tweeting this right now to their friends.
Right.
And, you know, so we got a whole different audience now. And it's important for them to know that, you know, Garcia Vega ain't out there, you know what I mean, standing on your nearest corner,
yeah, no,
get ready
no,
to shoot
I'm
somebody.
Not,
like, that's
no, I'm
important.
Not, I'm not.
Because, you know, we were talking a little while ago.
Right.
It's too many kids, too many little kids. When
yeah,
2-year-olds and 5-year-olds start getting
yeah.
shot and 13-year-olds is getting knocked off, that's a
yeah.
serious problem.
Yeah.
It's time for some change.
Big problem.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm about to, you know, I got to go into another song here.
Let's
and so what do you recommend, though? Like, what do you
I'm
recommend?
I'm going to recommend, shout out to my man Kev Raw doing life right now. Let's go into I Know, man. This song is dedicated to him.
Life.
I Know. Right down underneath
right
door to Kev.
All right, so we about to jump in.
Shout out to
I Know.
Kev Raw, man. I love you, Jake.
Let's jump into this joint right here.
What up, Kev? What up, my nigga? Look, man. You know I ain't been on my job lately, man. Send them kites, checks, small picks and shit like that, my nigga. Yo, I know I haven't been there like I should've had, but these streets had a nigga all in his bag. Since you been down, life done got very fast. I done swerved off the road, but I ain't never crashed. Never forgot how to get to the fucking cash. Been on my own since my motherfucking dad passed. Despite all I've been through, a little nigga last. Never been weak enough to suck on a damn glass. I can't count how many niggas died on this path. Ain't no happiness where I'm from, these niggas mad. Niggas still tryna get the 4.5. Matter of fact, niggas still working with a hat. And the rest got the gloves on with the mask. Ain't no opportunity, so these niggas clash. Niggas running up in spots like they the Taz. Before they ask any questions, they let it blast. Nowadays, third graders don't go to class. They on the block talking shit with a fucking pack. They gotta make their own way, they peeps on crack. They better pray and hope that they slip through the cracks. Cause there's a good chance you can fuck around with that. Cause we all in this fucked up habitat. Trying to find a way out, it's easy to crack. Only the strong survive, the weak gon' collapse. Ain't no gigs out here, these niggas got a trap. Get it how you live, nigga, I ain't knocking that. I know it's hard times, nigga, I ain't denying it. But they say the money out here and I ain't buying it. Just had mine to watch how the iron spit. I'm already on the edge of losing it. Cause when it comes to this money, I'm abusing it. It's the rule of all evil, who you fooling shit?
Alright, y'all, we still here now. We're going to go on with the interview. Of course, I got a lot of music to play, and I'm going to start just playing some of this music, but I got a lot of questions, too, so if I got to extend the show, that's just what it is. So, my next question for you here, you know, since I got you hostage, you know, I don't have to tweet it to you. this is tweet thing. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that's following at industryready.com. I mean, we've been really going hard and pushing it out there. But next up, I want to know, you know, as an artist, I know we all got artists that we all look up to. I mean, we didn't all just start rapping because we just felt like rappers when we came out. But just, like, who do you look up to in the game that say first, before, when you first came out up until now? Like, who do you look at? Who did you look at when you first, you know, who was your role model? Who was you like, man, this is what you want to say?
You know, it all started off with Rakim. My uncle used to have me listening to Rakim.
Okay, okay.
You know, Follow the Leader and all that. You know, Microphone Fiend and all that made me want to rap. Okay. Then my cousin John, I got a song dedicated to him. Because, you know, he always kept me on all the music. Like,
right,
he used to
right.
play everything. You know, West Coast music, whatever was in style. So that's how I knew about music. Then I just, you know, branched off on my own, you know,
my own
music. But, you know, I came up, I looked at a lot of different, you know, MCs that I liked it, but the, you know, Revy particular, I would have to say, you know, Tupac was my favorite artist.
Okay, okay.
Because I felt him emotionally, and Tupac wasn't just no rapper to me.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I knew Tupac would be willing to really die for the cause of certain things that
right.
he talked about.
Yeah.
And a lot of rappers.
Well, he was passionate about.
He's passionate about a lot of things. He wasn't just talking about busting his gun. Like, he talked about how, you know, their mama.
Right.
You know how, you know, the black kids. And he had his ignorant moments, and he showed you how his growth, too.
Right. When
he dissed a black woman, then he came back and apologized.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, Pac was he's my favorite rapper, Jay-Z.
Okay.
Jay.
Well, let's stop at Jay for a second. What do you think about the new improved Jay-Z, the King, Hov? And, I mean, what do you think about him right now? I mean, just being...
Lyrically?
Not just lyrically. I mean, as the overall artist. I mean, as we all know, Jay-Z has took a tour through his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, starting out, Jay-Z was like the best to put things together. Even if you made it up, Jay-Z can make it sound better.
Right.
I mean, back then, and that's how I knew him as well. So, I mean, what do you think about his transition now? He's more
I
of a...
I think his transition is awesome, where he's done and where he come from.
Right, right.
You know, it's awesome. Like, it's not too many people who do that.
Right, I mean, you know...
He's a hustler.
Exactly. And I wanted to know, like, far as seeing that, you know, like, what do you think about when you see that? Because it's not, I mean, he's really one of
motivation.
The only artists that did it in this game, anyway. Like,
well, you know, they say a little couple other things, too, but we ain't getting it all. I really do. People do different things. So,
well, they do. They do,
but
definitely.
Lyrically, I don't care what he do and whatever else is going on in his life, that's with him.
Right, exactly.
Lyrically, a lot of these dudes is not touching it. His lyrics was growth. He's a very smart guy, very educated guy, and I respect him to the fullest.
Okay. Nice, nice. Okay, and I'm going to come up with my bias because I'm not, everybody get upset when I say this, but I'm not really a Nas fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think about the whole Nas?
Loving.
You loving?
I love Nas. I always did. Always did. I put a lot of guys on the Nas, but Nas, man, my cousin was over at my house yesterday, let me listen to his new album, Life is Good.
And you know
beautiful.
What? I respect him for it. Like,
beautiful.
The daughter's joint, I played on the show. I think it's remarkable. I've never really, like I said, I'm just coming around to be being a Nas listener, I never really was.
Did you ever hear his album, Nigga?
I've listened to all of his music, only because I'm a critic.
That album, Nigga, is the truth.
It really is. It really is. I give him that.
But This Life Is Good, beautiful. I haven't heard a good album in a long time, Nina. And I can listen to every last song on it.
And I definitely hit the grip.
Every last song. And I'll be honest, I did not think it was going to be like that.
Really?
You know what I mean?
This is my first insight on it. So
well,
I had to
I love
ask.
It.
There's another insight sitting
it.
Here.
And I need to go grab that Ross one, too. I should have did that. That bull crap. I need to go grab that. I definitely
feel that. So, I mean, like, so now, like, right now, today, with a lot of the hip-hop changing, you know, we all got to conform to some of the things we don't. You know, we would not ordinarily do as artists or rappers.
Right.
So, what do you think about the changes in hip hop?
It's disgusting.
I love the one words you're giving me. it's just disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Things change.
Yes.
I think a new generation listening to different. Music, my, you know.
I'm not saying the music pair. The music is. I love. You know, music always been beautiful.
You're talking about the artists and the whole what
they
standing for right now.
Yeah,
and I feel you on that.
Stand
yeah,
for
that's
disgusting.
It's
like
disgusting.
You know,
okay.
Like they was doing a comparison, not to jump off the topic, between like DMX and other artists.
Right.
Talking about how they want to, you know, eliminate religion and all that, and it makes sense how, you know, all the artists that spoke about God and poems of good stuff and the morals
are
not around anymore.
Exactly.
But you would hear, pop, pop, pop that pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Yo, like, all right, that's all fine. And I don't like nobody, but I don't want my kids. I don't want that.
Right.
Like, there's no radios everywhere. Like, there's no way you can stop it.
Right, right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I don't approve of that.
It's, like, really out there. I mean, and that's another thing, like, having it, the radios no longer monitor. It's like, okay, they call the FCC, but where's the FCC when, you know, like, they're playing these songs.
Like, it should just be a lane for certain of that stuff. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Should, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Like, it's just... It's getting wild out here, the stuff that they promote to our children.
Right, and I agree.
You know, certain things ain't for everything, you know? I don't care how much money you're making off of it. It's just certain
it's
rules
for
life.
Everything,
right,
you know?
Rules in life. And it's not healthy. It's not good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's one of the things here we're trying to do. Get the underground and stay underground and, you know,
right.
and leave it there and then let the mainstream play mainstream.
Right.
And
right.
I think, you know, before some years ago, even when I got started back in 06, you know, we were able to do that. Being an artist, our fans are built from hearing what we put out in the street first and then they're like, oh, yeah, then they got something on the radio. Now it's like you break that record on the radio, that raunchy record, and like you said, our kids gotta hear that. You like, damn. I mean, I'm raw as all hell on my damn self, but at the same time, I do curve it for, you know, different venues. I have music for everybody, and I mean, I listen to a lot of Nicki Minaj stuff, and I'm like, wow, some of the shit she say, you know, and little girls love her. She dress up like a Barbie and tell you to suck my dick, and it's like. And I like titties. Like,
and these
whoa,
little kids don't even know like, the backgrounds of
right.
Barbies and where it came from.
Exactly. So it's like you see this, and then they're like, okay. Then you wonder why your little girl is walking around singing that or saying what she's saying out of her mouth.
Or wanting to experiment that.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
And it's quite interesting. I mean, music has a huge influence on the world right now. I can't even say our community. But now it's worldwide. I think it's grown over the years.
Oh, well, it's definitely grown.
Right.
It's most definitely grown. But,
yeah.
You know, it's always a powerful source. Just think about it. They had, you know, always people like Jimi Hendrix and all that. Who always,
exactly.
You know, it was great musicians that have, you know, a great following. And
exactly. And it's
people.
Always been out there. I think now it's more, I guess I can say it's not monitored as much. I mean, like you said, you had Jimi Hendrix and, you know, you had some really great artists out there who were good role models. Now it's like anybody can jump in the game. Like,
I mean, everything to me is just about sex and everything. Like,
that's
you
what I'm hearing.
Like, listen, when I was coming up, I had SWV, Changing Faces.
Right. Right.
Yo, Allegheny, in one tray, I seen niggas get opened up in broad day, semi-automatic spray. My hood ain't safe, the youth is lost and the old heads is locked away. There's plenty blocks and yay, but every limit space. You try grinding on one and you getting rocked away. This game is not for play, blocks a pop you lay. It's very clear it's the war zone here where we stay. You better get it straight from Ridge to K&A. Ask around my town, nigga, get ugly. Release the clip on you niggas, ain't no recovering, Ren. Feel the heat when them hot ones be plungering. Where I'm from, them youngins don't do rumbling. They just bang them hammers like they construction men. My man Ray just got hit with a small 5% for moving that work quicker than Allen Iverson. Damn.
Yo, free my nigga Ray, man. Free Cliff, man. Free Maine. Free Young Boy Maney. Free my nigga Rock. Free Lonnie. Free all my niggas. Kev Raw, let's go, nigga. What up, Rock? That's the all pigs, free my niggas doing biz. The system just don't wanna see a young nigga live. But we on our grind, still find ways to shine. That's why I love my black people, bottom line. I'm only 29, feeling like I'm in my prime. You're a strong nigga, thanks, I love you, mom. She bless this little nigga with swag out of mind. Gotta make sure her bank account is sky high. See the reason that Vegas the great father. My dad the reason I got my pride and honor. Team move like a pack of wild piranhas. Eating up everything that's around us. We great whites, you motherfuckers is flounders. We don't mix, we big, stay from around us. If life's a bitch, then why you niggas around her? It's uptown, Walnut Lane, G-Town, bro. Hey, yo, my nigga Rock, man. Shout out to my nigga Ali King, uptown. You know where we from, nigga. Close encounters out right now, nigga. Go pick that thing up, volume 2. Let's go, Jay.
Game got me twisted. Hunting poop, I'm throwing back. I'm running through these trees. Knock them down like a lumberjack. The hunger make a nigga snap. Like, where the fuck is that? Thorough breed, nigga. So I run the track. I keep the dope in the bundle. Hope the runner don't fumble. See them boys with the badge. Want my whole shit to crumble. Knock them down is what they tell me. So I'ma claim to be the shit. And I want the whole world to smell me. Fuck every one of y'all. Before the hammer fall, I hear that money call, waiting on my time to ball. Break down my verses, float on like cursive goons, ready to hurt shit. Niggas ain't worth shit. I'm on my shit, I got my motherfucking steps right. Boots laced up, and my motherfucking vest tight. No right, so I watch my left. I set the hunger, make a nigga stress. I slip and fall, don't hold your breath. Step and watch a nigga stretch. Draw a nigga extra sketch. See me, nigga, we the best. Taking off, just watch the set. Young Vague, J Rock. Yeah, what's up? See me entertainment.
Yo, 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 y'all. We still here. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we back. We back. We definitely here. We definitely still right, but we going to continue to play some music. I hope that joint ain't throw y'all off. I just put something on and distract y'all while I'm trying to get the background here all fixed up. Because, you know, shit happens in the background. But you still tuned in to Industries Radio. Holla at your girl, Nina Capone, in the building. All about that night. Young Vague, Garcia Vega in the building with me. We definitely going in about the new album. He telling me all types of shit. It's interesting. I doubted him. I slept with him. Now he kind of getting on my ass because I ain't watch all of his videos. My bad. I'm going to go back and watch the videos now. I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to be up on YouTube all night. Definitely go and check him out. Y'all can definitely check him out on industriesradio.com. We definitely going to have him up there for the rest of the month. You know, we pushing this episode. This is all about Vegas. This is what it's about, actually putting yourself out there. putting an artist out there, supporting an artist in your movement right now.
Appreciate it.
That's what it's about. So, you know, just, you know, all I ask is for support back. You know, like I tell people all the time, I'm an artist too. So this is what we do. We definitely want to jump into another song, you know, while I try to get connected back the way I want to get connected so we can be on the mic. But either way, it's fine. So everybody stay tuned. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in and listening. We're going to jump into another joint. Can I pick now?
What?
Look, like you know, I'm letting him control shit. Like, I'm a letting him control shit, I tell you. Little old me. So we're going to jump into the joint, my niggas. You know, I like the hood shit. This is featuring Chiz and Young Stunner. And Kodak. Is Kodak and Stunner two different people? Because
yes,
when I take things down, I just be typing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into this joint.
I'm coming out for this one, too.
So y'all definitely gotta look out for that, and all the videos are on YouTube, right? And you got a YouTube channel. See,
yeah.
I do know that. See, I was there.
We about to take it there. I ain't going nowhere.
We gonna be here listening, definitely. So we gonna jump into this next joint, my niggas. Young Vague in the building, Nina Capone, the streets radio, you know how we do it.
Where we from and never get sunny. Niggas letting 50 go from the time. My niggas. And you know we getting to the money. And my niggas running down on your bunny. Who them niggas repping WB? My niggas. Where we from, it never gets sunny. All my niggas eating good, they ain't hungry. And they always there when shit get ugly. My niggas. Yo, ever since we as kids, all my niggas did. Real shit, so made it, you know the rest is dead. But I still remain standing, cause I'm that kid. Young Big, the best that ever do it, bitch. The time off to destroy and rebuild some shit. I'm a father, my niggas, singly raise my kids. Although I had some help from staying my mids, I can't front, I still always had my niggas. When I needed to talk, someone to hear my pain. A 3-4 in the morning with Mr. Brock insane. He was listening when nobody did. And if I had to sit for him, I'd do that bit. I'm out here everywhere like the fucking hip. And my niggas gon' get it exactly how they
my
live.
My niggas.
And you know we getting to the money. And my niggas running down on your bunny. Who them niggas reppin' WB? My niggas. Where we from, it never gets sunny. All my niggas eating good, they ain't hungry. And they always there when shit get ugly. My niggas.
My niggas ain't never leave me when the beef was involved. And we always had an answer for them problems to solve. I ain't gotta prove it to you, ask my niggas, they saw. Anytime the shit would come to a brawl, I was the first there. Nas, guns, bricks, and porch chairs. They all scream, they got that white girl, I guess they selling shit. And if you got it for real, my nigga, here, share. Drummer boy with that drum clip, word to the kick snare. They asking who gon' run this shit this year. I'm screaming my team. Free Ani, free Bosh, free Lean, free Rock. And I wouldn't forget his brother Mean. Loyalty is all I got and one from my team. Like even if you get your sneaks, they won't be in your jeans. But they ain't cut from your cough, so they ain't got your jeans. Mop the scene, Mr. Clean, with me or against me, cause it isn't nothing in between.
And you know we getting to the money. And my niggas running down on your bunny. Who them niggas reppin' WB? My niggas. Where we from, it never gets sunny. All my niggas eating good, they ain't hungry. And they always there when shit get ugly. My niggas.
I might be strung out on this Henny Black. They love me on these tracks. Spitting what they saw, I just give them the facts. They ain't rotten, show me them call facts.
she ain't lying when she said I'm all that. I'm tired of being so humble. Ain't waiting on me to stumble. What they don't know is I'ma go hard. Lying in this jungle, you know I got them balls. You know I'm gon' lay it. You tryna make a beat, then I'm gon' lay it. Okay, they see me as a threat. Tell them boys stop that. They can't check me unless they cop them same Nikes I had. They say, son, why you waiting? So much music to be patient. They talking rap, you ain't in the conversation. Quit waiting, damn, I need a dash shit. I was all on my shit. Thinking they gon' give me a deal and deal with my shit. But though nothing good come waiting, so you gotta go and take it. You niggas get shit around and I'm gon' take it. Don't mistake it.
And you know we getting to the money. And my niggas running down on your bunnies. Who them niggas reppin' WB? My niggas, where we from, it never gets sunny.
Never.
All my niggas eating good, they ain't hungry. And they always there when shit get ugly.
Let's go.
Niggas, my niggas.
Okay, we live raw, we live rough in the ghetto. Only when it's beef, niggas strut with they metal. When they snub something special, loaded with six shells. All day grind, we giving that strip hell. On our way to shine, backseat recline. And a bunch of lawyer paper kick my niggas hit jail. That's why I need that money right now. Tell them squeeze with the left to put you fuckers right down. In the hood where I be, find me up top. Try and duck the rat, then you make your cheese just stop. Young nigga, dope in the Frank Lucas re-up spot. Without me, they withdraw, they need one shot. I'm blue magic, melting in the spoon. Feel that real nigga presence when I step up in the room. Before you say anything, questioning them goons that had your bitch putting pressure on your wounds. My niggas.
Yeah, y'all. It's your girl, Nina Capone. We still here. Of course, I'm having some delays, so now I'm just messing with stuff I ain't got to be messing with. But, you know, it is what it is. We back on the mic. We back here. They can hear us, you know. So tell us some more what you got going on. I know you just said you're trying to expand your name out here. So where are you looking to hit first? I mean, you know.
I want to hit home first. But, you know,
Philly is a comeback to market. This is not a market you can really saturate.
Right.
And
so I guess I'm going to have to say New York.
Okay, so you want to go to the Big Apple first?
I'm going to go to the Big Apple first. I got a couple people over there.
That's good. And New York, believe it or not, support the hell out of every guy. The love you get out there. So, you know.
Shout out to A Mafia. I met him on the 140th, you know. He gave me a lot of business. Like, I got some footage and I'm bringing out.
Okay, okay. You can put it on YouTube because I'm going to watch it this time.
He got a song coming out with
ARA.
Okay,
okay. Big dude. That's what's up. Now, I know ARA, but I don't know him. You know how you know somebody and don't know him at the same damn time? That's how I am about him. I know we kind of travel in the same circle sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
And the dude.
That's what's up. Definitely got to holler at him, too. Make sure he's a part of the movement. I know I'm following him. I've been tracking him.
I definitely holler at him too. That's love.
So what else? Like, you know, we got an hour. I mean, I can play music, but I like asking a bunch of questions.
You're
quite interesting to me. So what song would you say is? I mean, you know, I got my favorite. So all right, what's your favorite?
My favorite would probably be between, I'm from Germantown and Allegheny.
You know we're going to have to play that because they waiting to hear that. You've been talking about that.
Germantown and Allegheny. We Out Here became one of my favorites too. It wasn't at first, but it did.
So that was
y'all.
Okay. So, all right, this is what we're going to do. We know what these songs are. They don't know what these songs are just yet. We're going to jump into Germantown and Allegheny. Then we're going to jump into Y'all Fraud.
And hold on.
Go ahead. Introduce it.
I just want to let y'all know, when I say I'm from Germantown and Allegheny, don't think I'm from Germantown and Allegheny, but I'm also from Germantown, uptown part of uptown Germantown. Haines Street, you know, Baton, WB, TMD. I'm from Germantown. And I'm from Allegheny, but it's also a street and two blocks at the bond at Germantown, Allegheny, and I'm from there too. So let's go, man.
So the intersection and all that, right, and the streets, right? Radio, Nita Capone. I'm here. Garcia Vega in the building. Young Vague. Is it? I see, I always mess your Twitter up. Let's make Young Vague. No, I messed his Twitter up.
Young Vague underscore
SF. SF
for Slime Family.
Let's go. Let's do it, y'all.
AY, 13th Street, and then that other hood, nigga, G-Town, BW, nigga, on the lane, I'm from Walnut Lane, WB gang. Coming up, the whole hood was considered hang. But now shit changed, everybody twisted lane. Ain't the same no more, you on your own, man. It was all for one and one for all. But nowadays, these niggas, they wanna see you fall. They wanna see you all, they wanna see you broke. And they ain't getting money, so they cut through. It's like nowadays, niggas scared to pump dope. It's money everywhere, ain't no excuse for being broke. Get to the dollar. You should learn how to make moves in these streets, but you get swallowed. It ain't a rule in this game that these niggas follow. That's why all that team shit, I don't even bother. I just do me, move by my lonely. And fuck a friend, cause I ain't never need a homie. I'm from where them little niggas get gunned down. And everybody and their moms on crack now. I'm from G-Town. I'm from G-Town. I'm from G-Town. I'm from G-Town. I'm from where them little niggas let them slugs fly. 13th Street, home of the low lives. I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY. Down 13th Street every fucking week. Since a youngin' played the block, yeah, 8th Street. That's where I seen it all. Sex, money, murder, all. If you ain't represent that, you was considered soft. My niggas moving shit out like a U-Haul. We living for the day, you ain't guaranteed them all. Where we from, you get killed for a grand mark. These little niggas will leave you out loud and damn chalk. Life's been a bitch, but she always played the damn part. She cheated on me, but I never gave the bitch my heart. That's why I'm still standing, still remaining as a man. Getting to the money, nigga, that's my only fan, man. Besides my mom, my kids, and my cousin Brick. My nigga Flip, B Mac, and my fucking bitch. Everybody else in life can eat a dick. Cause I ain't never give a fuck about you, real shit. I'm from where them little niggas get gunned down. And everybody and their moms on crack now. I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town. I'm from where them little niggas let them slugs fly. 13th Street, home of the low lives. I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY. I seen it all in life, the good and the bad. Seen most of my best friends get their toe tag. Seen some of the hardest niggas turn fag. Where I'm from, your life can change in a flash. You could be up today, tomorrow on your ass. Today life can be slow, tomorrow very fast. So when life throwing that ball, you better haul ass. Make sure you turn that catch into a pretty pass. I live every day, nigga, like my fucking last. Don't care about much, nigga, but my fucking cash. Touch that or the famine, that'll be your ass. You don't wanna feel a clip from the whole mag. I suggest you cocksuckers stay out my path. It don't take much for me to unload them blasts. Say the wrong thing, nigga, and you can fucking have your life on support in a fucking bag. I'm from where them little niggas get gunned down. And everybody and their moms on crack now. I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town, I'm from G-Town. I'm from where them little niggas let them slugs fly. 13th Street, home of the low lives. I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY, I'm from AY.
Damn, these girls do not want to let me in. I'm having so many. You know what? Like, you make me nervous. That's what it is. It's you. It's not me. It's you. You got the whole system shutting down, all types of shit going on. But before we, what was we going to play next? We were going to play another dream next. So that was, I'm from Germantown and the Olive Gang.
Sure.
Of course. And then we're going to play
you know
another
what?
Joint.
Let me get into this, John. This next one is dedicated to my fiancé.
See, you, that was my question. You were going to let me bring all this in.
Okay.
All right. Tell me about where, you know what, we will just pause it. See, ain't no song getting played until
okay.
We talk about the relationship situation.
Okay.
We all know I'm very private, but I don't expect nobody else to be.
Okay.
So tell me about this, you know, the relationship. Because most, nowadays, I do see a lot of rappers coming out with they women that, you know, they partners, the chick that holds them down. Who out here holding you down?
Oh, man. My
Miss Stacy.
That's cute. Yeah,
her name is Stacy.
Shout out to Stacy. She played a big role in my life. You know, we got our ups and downs, but I love my Stacy to death. She's been there for my girls and everything. You know?
That's love. That's important.
There's a lot of things I wouldn't have dated without her. You know, she's a very sweet woman.
Shout out to
Stacy. She tried
that's her new name.
She tried to muscle me a lot.
She got to show you who both, you know.
Right.
That's yeah. important.
Right.
That's what's up. We're dedicating to her right there, because I know you got something for that.
We're going to dedicate this song, Never Leave Me Alone.
We're kind of, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I hope this is a good thing.
This is Never Leave Me Alone.
All right, well, we're going to jump into
Shout
this.
Shout out to you, Stank.
Shout out to Stank, a.k.a. Stace, holding him down. That's, you know, that's definitely needed in this business. So we're going to jump into this joint, dedicating this joint right here to you.
Baby girl, don't leave me down. I promise, girl, I'll change my life around. Cause you know I need you, baby. You're my lady, you drive me crazy.
Damn.
Cause you know I'm there for you. Who's gonna love you like I do?
Cause
we done made it through our ups and downs. There ain't no time turning back right now.
I'm just so sick of this. All these fist fights and arguments. I don't know where we going with this relationship, but we gotta change it and make it quick. Time ain't to be wasted with, and love ain't no shit to be playing with. But sometimes we take it for granted and don't realize it to vanish. I'ma buy you a mansion, rocks all in your hands dancing. Get married, you do all the planning. Honeymoon, real night, a private island. Me and you just wildin', sex on the beach for hours, sleep on top of the towers, thank God for this life of ours, yes.
Baby girl, don't leave me down, I promise girl, I'll change my life around. Cause you know I need you, baby, you're my lady, you drive me crazy.
Sex, you the love of my life, give you anything, even give you my life. Ask for anything, you gotta ask me twice. You can have everything and everything you like. Let's watch they turn the night. Cruise around the world, yeah, it's only right. I'm heavy with the Brady's, other niggas is life. Think I'ma make sure you never work a day in life. You was there for my girls in life. Told them everything, so it's only right for me to give you my all and all my love for life. I'ma ride out with you to the end of life. I'm the one like Jesus Christ, and I'ma make sure, babe, you be my wife. And I'ma make sure, boo, you throw your rights. And these bitches gon' hate cause they know you nice.
You know I'm there for you. Who's gonna love you like I do? Cause we done made it through our ups and downs. It ain't no time turning back right now.
Can't see this is meant for us. Fuck that bread and you I trust. Beside my mom and the coa and the guns I bust. I know who's gonna be there when shit get rough. I know who's gonna ride if I get sent up. A lot of people will be happy to see me stuck, but the chance of that happening is slim as fuck. Cause Michael McDermott to get that plug. Baby girl, let me get your truck. Watch how these motherfuckers envy us. Cause your boy ain't broke like such and such. You know I play with that money like Scrooge McDuck. Keep it real, who ball like us? And I ain't never seen a couple that strong as us. And now the time has come, I'ma call your bluff. Think you find another nigga like Vega Love.
Baby girl, don't leave me down. I promise, girl, I'll change my life around. Cause you know I need you, baby. You're my lady, you drive me crazy. For you, who's gonna love you like I do? Cause we done made it through our ups and downs. It ain't no time turning back right now. Baby girl, don't leave me now. And I promise, girl, I'll change my life around. Cause you know I need you, baby. You're my lady, you drive me crazy.
Yeah, y'all, yo. We got a caller on the line. We're going to bring this caller in, and then we're going to get the hell up out of here. It's your girl, Nina Capone, in the streets radio. Holla at me, Young Vegas. In the studio, we going in Garcia Vega, and I keep calling you Young Vegas. That's just really your Twitter name, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's the name.
But that ain't who I know you as. You know, I know you as, you know, from back in the day. Like, I know, and I've been trying to correct myself, but, you know, I'm working on me.
I was even thinking about taking the young off. I ain't young no more.
Yeah, you just as young as you say.
Bang.
Well, that's hot. That's, they, that's, you know, some bullshit. Let's bring the caller in on the line. Yo, caller, what's up? Say your name.
Hello?
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 Where? Need to call. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you
Hi.
Hear me?
What's your name? We can hear
My
you.
My name is Stacy.
Oh, you the infamous Stacy.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, thanks.
Can you hear me?
You stayed up. Yeah, you stayed
yeah,
up and
I
listened.
Stayed up. Yeah, I've been listening.
Oh, thanks,
that was,
thanks.
That was cute, boo.
I appreciate the support, Stanky.
Okay.
I'll be home in a minute.
All right, bye.
All right, love you.
Love you too, Saint.
Thanks, Stace. Thanks for tuning in. Yo, we about to get out of here. I just want to thank everybody that tuned in. We want to definitely thank Garcia Vegas for being here tonight. I mean, you know,
wow.
You took that hour out to come sing with Miss Nina Capone. You left Stanky at home by herself. Oh, no. But yeah, we always need a break. You see, mine is out. I'm like, go to the bar.
Like,
Right. So, I mean, I definitely appreciate you coming in. Definitely want to have you back. Want to get you in the magazine. Shout out to everybody that's following me on my magazine, The Roosie. We also, just so you'll know, you know, I tell you right here on air that we have international distribution, hard copy, and digital. So, I mean, the magazine is huge. It's not just your average hip-hop magazine. It's actually not a hip-hop magazine. It's a magazine. The Roosie is an acronym, basically, for actually in French, for successful.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we all measure our success however we, you know, we see it. And that's what I'm aiming for. So that's why I listen to my interviews. I listen to my artists I'm speaking to and try to find out what they really about, you know.
Okay.
And you actually seem like somebody I see going some places. Rather, it's in your personal life, if you become a mentor, if you actually get the record deal and go that route, you know, either which way, I do see you going, you know, in a positive road, and I definitely want
to
offer
that.
You.
Thanks to you.
You know, thank you. And just to have you a part of, you know, my movement, you know, I
right,
appreciate it,
out.
You know.
You know, I'm here.
And we're going to be doing things. We definitely got a club now coming, like, next month, I think, whenever I get through it. But we're going to be doing some live showcases, basically getting the artists that are a part of the movement on the stages.
Right.
Getting them noticed, getting them out there. We got AC video coming out. I mean, I definitely, holograms, I got a team as vicious as going to be putting these things together. So, got a lot of things under my belt. You know, we're going to definitely support the artists that support us, and that's what it's about.
And that's what it's about.
You know?
I tag people, let them know. Follow.
And we here. We're not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere unless I fall off the earth, and
no,
I don't plan on doing it. Definitely. We're going to do it again. This is not it.
Right.
Definitely not it. We're definitely going to have you back. We want to know your progress. We want you to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay hollering and be like, Nina, I got this coming up. I got a show coming
right.
up. That also definitely go up on the website. So whatever you're doing, you know, I definitely want to keep you a part of the industry family. So,
yeah,
again, I thank you for being here. We're going to jump into my sweep, and I'm about to get out of here. It's your girl, Nina Capone, industriesradio.com. Follow me. You don't even have to figure it out. Go to streetsradio.com. All of my links are there. You can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, I'm on everything. I'm everywhere that you want to be. I'm everywhere that you're not. I'm everywhere that you should be. Make sure you're there. Follow me. That's what it's about. Holler at me. The number is 646-649-1047. Check out the calendar on the website. It's interactive. You can click on it, and it saves to any of your gadgets or devices or whatever you have. You got Google, it loads up, and it also gives you a reminder. Okay, any shout-out to anybody in our few seconds here?
Shout-out to you. Shout-out to my baby girl. Shout-out to my kids. Shout-out to my son, my mom, my brother. Shout-out to J-Rock, Glitch, Chiz, the kids, Swan family. Shout-out to Walnut Lane and Dayton, 13th and Allegheny Hilton Street. And shout-out to God.
And give an exit. Who are you? Tell them who you are before we turn this off and go.
Talk to your baby, Young Babe. Please follow me at YoungBabe_SF. We out
of
here.
We out
of
here, y'all.
Blazing the steel. Bring the heat. Mixing nonstop. 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 With the hottest DJ.